It's time for high school basketball coverage right here on Kansaland Radio and MSCSports.net. We've got you covered from all the big shots, the defensive plays, and all-around hoops action right here on Kansaland Radio and MSCSports.net. Now we send it to the court for tonight's high school basketball action right here on Kansaland Radio.
For just the fourth time in school history and the first time since 2008, the Horton boys basketball team is set to compete in the state high school tournament this year in Class 2A, as the Horton Chargers will open up play against the number 2 seed and number 2 ranked Hayes TMP Marion Monarchs. Welcome to Bramlage Coliseum on a Wednesday evening in Manhattan, Kansas. Along with studio engineer Kurt Kilman, I'm Justin Fluke, joined by John Holliday, courtside, as the Horton Chargers warm up and get tested here momentarily in their game, coming in as the number 7 seed after winning their home sub-state game last week. And Coach Holliday, you get to the state tournament, an incredible feeling, one that only so many teams get to do every year. And for Horton, it's been a while coming, so certainly an opportunity for the team and the school and the entire community to embrace the experience. And I know there's nothing like a state tournament atmosphere.
Well, just the feel of this place, and they've done such a much better job with high school games here in this facility. They've closed it in a little bit. I like it better open when they used to have old curtains out here, but it's, you're absolutely correct. I tell you what, you are on such a high from Saturday night in the case of Horton when they win their sub-state to when you have to get on the bus to come here, the excitement, you just can't, there's no way to describe it. There's no way to, duplicate it. And one of the things that, this is the old superstition I had. Every time I got to state tournament, I found time to go out and kiss midcourt. So, it's something you never want to take for granted. It's an experience that a lot of kids don't get, and you would sure want to embrace it when you stares you in the face and you get to come on this floor and put your uniform on and represent your community.
I think the other thing that's important about making a state tournament is, anything can happen, and it's about who's playing their best basketball of the season. And these two teams that we're about to broadcast today have certainly done that. The Hayes TMP Monarchs started the year 1-2, but they've rattled off 20 consecutive wins. Have the Monarchs from the MCL League. They won their sub-state very handily and are making their 11th state tournament appearance. They are 9-2 in the opening round, but winters of 20 consecutive games. They won the sub-state at Ellis with convincing victories over Smith Center, Rawlings County, and they beat Hoxie by 21 in their sub-state championship game. Your Horton Chargers, well, they started the year 5-1, and this is after 4 years in a row that Horton had only won 2 games. And then last year they won 7, and you could see things building and confidence climbing in the Charger program. This year, that 5-1 start, but then they hit a rough spell. They actually lost 6 out of 7 games in the middle portion of the season. But now, the Horton Chargers, under their first-year head coach, David Losey, make the trip to MHK, having won 9 of their last 10 ball games. And they avenged several of those midseason losses here in the last few weeks. Horton won their home sub-state, beating Jackson Heights by 4, Valley Falls by 15, and then avenged one of their earlier season losses and whips up on Riverside by 22 points on Saturday. So that is a Horton team that's obviously made a lot of progress this year, and what you can ask, I guess that's about it, to be playing your best basketball of the season at this time of year, and you'd think with that, hopefully would give Horton a chance here today.
Well, this is what's so different about state tournament basketball as opposed to the NCAA. NCAA, you get invited to come play. State tournament, you got to win some ball games to get here, and that's you got to at least be on a 3-game winning streak. And both these teams are playing very, very well, especially the last half of the season. It doesn't make any difference what you did the first half of the season, first 10 games. But what have you done for the last 4 or 5 games? And then going into this state tournament, Horton's, you've got to like them. They kind of forget. The team gets some success early. They kind of maybe get a little full of themselves. They have to figure out what it's going to take to win again. Obviously, they did that coming down the stretch. When you start great, people are telling you how good you are, and then all of a sudden you hit the skids. You kind of have to right the ship, figure out what it's going to take to make this team successful, and obviously they've done that this year.
and a Horsham team that only has three seniors on it, none of which are starters in the lineup here today. So this is a Charger team that should continue to build. Horsham's record is 15 wins against 8 losses. They finished in a tie for second place this year in the Northeast Kansas League. Today, Horsham is taking on Hays TMP Marion, the Monarchs coached by Bill Meeker in his fifth year, while Horsham is led by David Losey after 3 years as an assistant, taking over the Charger boys program this season. He's actually the fourth different coach the Horsham boys have had in the last 5 years. There's been some turnover, but this season has been spectacular. And today, Horsham has a chance to make this season special. We'll continue with the chat with head coach David Losey when we return from MHK. It's 2A Boys State Basketball Tournament action here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking for a checking account tailored exactly to your needs? Visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations where you can enroll in the checking account that's customized for you. From My Rewards checking to free checking and even silver checking for seniors. Well, that's just the beginning of all we have to offer at Union State Bank. If you're tired of the inconvenience of a one-size-fits-all checking account, come on over to USB and let's talk about which customized account will fit your needs. At Union State Bank, we design checking to give you the choices you want. Equal housing lender and member FDIC.
Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and is your best option for an attainable education. Highland has just what you're looking for with online classes, general education, and technical training. Summer and fall enrollment opens March 27th, so don't wait to complete our free application for admission at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home, far from debt.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
See your local shelter insurance agents, Tom Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, for a free insurance review. For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call in, carry out, or eat in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
Welcome back to Bramlage Coliseum, getting set for Class 2A State Basketball. The Horton Chargers and head coach David Losey set to take on Hays TMP in the opening round today. But, Coach, first of all, congratulations. What a tremendous season and a great accomplishment for just the fourth time in Horton's program to get the boys' basketball team to the state tournament. Tell me about the excitement. Sub-state last week, getting to host it and getting to win. It had to be a big feeling for the community and your team.
Yeah, I think so. We've really grown as a team throughout the season, and having it at our place, of course, helps tremendously. The atmosphere was incredible, and a lot of people here, and they were loud, and it was great. Great feeling, super support from everybody, and we couldn't ask for anything better.
Your team comes to state having won 9 of their last 10 ball games, so really peaking and playing some of your best basketball at the right time. But what is it that makes this team successful? What are kind of the biggest strengths and things that you like about this team this year?
I think one of the bigger things is how unselfish we are. You know, we've had half a dozen kids lead the team in scoring throughout, you know, at least at one time throughout the year, and they distribute the ball well. And, you know, during the 3-game sub-state, I mean, if you look at our scores, we didn't have, you know, we had, Luke McAfee had a double-double in 16-11, but we still had a couple other guys in double figures. And then even the semifinal game, I think we had 3 or 4 in double figures, but there was a low double figure. But still, when you play like that, it's tough to key on one guy. I really think these kids genuinely like each other and enjoy playing the game together, and aren't really worried about who's getting points, and that's making them making them a little dangerous, I think.
You bet. Head coach David Losey joining us. Horton Boys set to take on Hayes TMP today. So it is a pretty quick turnaround with your first round game here on a Wednesday. But what have you been able to learn a little bit about TMP, and what do you feel like are some of the biggest keys to the matchup here at State today?
Oh, we had quite a bit of film I've been able to watch on them. I have a lot of connections out there being from that area. You know, they have a big 6'8 kid inside that's going to test us, and they can shoot a little. They've got a great athlete, a point guard. They're a very formidable team. It's going to be kind of a pick your poison type of thing, I think. And, you know, we're going to do what we do, but they're a very, very talented basketball team, and we will have to play very well in order to win that ball game. But, you know, hopefully we're playing with enough confidence and we play loose and just let it ride.
Yeah, it kind of leads me into my final question, I guess. Hopefully not much pressure on these boys. I mean, yeah, you're trying to make history and win a state game today, but how do you not let them get caught up in the big moment and just help them relax and go out and do what they've been doing this season, I guess? What are your kind of final words to this team to get them to relax a bit and go just play basketball?
Well, just precisely what you said there. We just keep preaching, do what we've been doing. And, you know, good things will happen. And, you know, we've put together a little bit of a plan. Hopefully we can execute it. And you know, hopefully we're patient on offense again. We were very patient the last couple games and made defenses work. And so, you know, you just do what you do and keep preaching that, hey, you know, that basket's 10 foot tall there too. And let's just go out and have fun and enjoy the moment.
The team's still pretty hungry, though, you feel like, to try to make a run here this week?
I do. We felt really good about what we've done, even since Saturday, meeting Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. I really do. They're just a loose group of kids that, like I said, enjoy playing the game.
Awesome. Coach Hay, congrats again on a great season and getting to state. Best of luck today.
Thank you very much. Coach, we'll see you there.
David Losey of the Horton Chargers. Our pregame show will continue from Manhattan after this here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com. Equal housing lender.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration.
And pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Anderson Meats has immediate openings to process your livestock. Give them a call and get your meat processing done soon at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats will be expanding their services soon to include retail sales. Keep listening for further details about adding retail sales at Anderson Meats in Troy, where they appreciate your business and look forward to serving you with immediate openings available for your meat processing. Located south of Troy on Last Chance Road, call them at 785-985-2292.
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back back to Bramlage Coliseum with studio engineer Kurt Kilman. I'm Justin Fluke, joined by John Holliday and the Horton Charger faithful, as Horton, the number 7 seed in the Road Blues with a 15-8 record, will be the visitors today with head coach David Losey, who you just heard from, assistant coach Curtis Keene, and we will get you the starting lineup for the Horton Chargers, same as they used in the sub-state championship game. Again, just 3 seniors on the roster and none of them in the starting lineup. The starters include 6-foot junior Gannon Becker in the backcourt with 6'2 sophomore Luke McAfee. Also starting is Cooper Wishrup, a 6'2 junior. Caden Smith, a 6'3 junior down low. And also starting at a forward is 6'3 sophomore Dante Masqua. So Horton will start 2 sophomores and 3 juniors here in their lineup today. Get you the starters for the Hayes TMP Monarchs, who, like Horton, have a very balanced team on the offensive end in terms of scoring. They have one big guy that we'll be talking about a lot. That is 6'8" senior Dylan Worth, averaging 17 points and 9 rebounds per game. Also in the post is 6'4" senior Luke Rome, who averages 10 points an outing. Then you have 5'8" junior Griffin Shoemaker, 5'11" senior Cade Harris, and Landon Rosine, a 6-foot senior, rounds out the starting lineup for the Monarchs, who are 22-2 under head coach Bill Meeker. They are at state for the 5th time in the last 6 years. Hayes TMP has been in state 3 years in a row, though some of those years they were in 3A down in Hutchinson. Hayes Class 2A here this year in Manhattan. So 4 guys that average at least 9 points per game. We mentioned Dylan Worth, the big guy for TMP. Luke Rome is at 10 points a game. And then Cade Harris and Griffin Shoemaker are both at 9 points per game. That is tremendous balance for the Monarchs. For Horton, they are led in scoring by Gannon Becker at 14 points per game. And then Luke McAfee, the sophomore, averaging nearly 10 an outing. Horton also has Cooper Wishrup and Caden Smith, averaging just shy of 8 points per game. So Horton has 4 guys averaging between 7.5 and 14 points per game for them this season. The record is 15-8. Horton has won 9 of their last 10 coming in. The Monarchs from Hayes, Kansas, in the home white uniforms with the navy blue numbers and trim. As mentioned, Horton in the royal blues with the white numerals, letters, and trim here today. So, Coach, you've read up a little bit about the 2 teams and heard me talk. What final thoughts do you have here? And what Horton has to do is kind of an underdog and certainly an unfamiliar territory, making their first state appearance in 15 years and also being kind of a young squad. What things do you think are key for them to be able to come out and compete here for a win today?
Well, number one, when I take a look, you know, they're not a small team. I mean, they're 6'2", 6'3", and yeah, they're going to have a 6'8 kid to contend with, and he will be a challenge. But, you know, Coach Losey talked about it. He hit the nail right on the head. Can this group not get too big for the moment? This is an enjoyable time. They need to step on and relax and play with some intensity. And in all honesty, there's nothing to lose. I mean, they go out and play hard and let the chips fall where they may. He talked about them being loose. He talked about them being enjoying playing. And if they can step on the floor and do that today, I think they're going to like that opportunity where TMP may feel a little pressure trying to be better than what they actually are.
We're going to slip in one more quick timeout as they finish the starting lineups. We are just moments away from the opening tip in Horton and Hayes TMP. It's 2A Boys State Tournament Basketball coming up next on FM 103.9 KMCA Hiawatha.
Family owned since 1889, Deshaun Maple Cheney Mortuary in Horton is still ready to help. Funerals are difficult and sad times. To help your family, consider advanced funeral planning and funding. It's a growing trend in America and for good reason. You'll be deciding with a clear mind, and in most cases, you can even pre-fund your funeral protecting against inflation, thus protecting your family from the expense. Deshaun Maple Cheney Mortuary in Horton. Call today and find out the facts for yourself. There's no obligation.
Are you trying to figure out how to make a profit farming this year? Then it's time to put up some grain bins for storage and maybe a new dryer too. Now is the time to get things moving. Jade Millwrights is your local company with great prices on the most innovative grain bins, dryers, and accessories. Call Jade Millwrights today. Let them help you start planning for your new grain bin or dryer setup. Call Jade Millwrights at 785-544-7771. Online at jademillwrights.com.
KNZA.
Welcome back to the Octagon of Doom with studio engineer Kurt Kilman. I'm Johnson Fluke alongside John Holliday, and we're about to tip this one off between the Horses Chargers and the Hayes TMP Monarchs here today. Good crowd of Horton faithful making the trip here to Manhattan. They have their pet band and Mark Finito and a big student cheering section behind us. Horton fans across the way as Caden Smith gets set to tip it off here against Dylan Wirth, the 6'8 senior, able to win the tip. He's got a big size advantage, and TMP has the ball to begin this contest. Expect to see Horton play some zone today. They're in a zone here to start out as TMP whips it around the perimeter. Three-pointer on the left wing. Cade Harris tickles the twine. Confidence with the triple and a 3-0 Monarch lead.
Well, TMP immediately comes out, does what good teams do. They find an open look, an open shot, had a left face, just got the ball where they wanted it for that three-ball look.
Wistrip on Horton's first possession. Gannon Becker out of Wistrip. Top of the key, it comes to Luke McAfee. The great substate. Luke just a sophomore, but a returning starter, one of three on the Chargers squad this season. 15 wins this year, 9 of the last 10. Here's Kate Smith at the foul line. Had it knocked out of his hands, but Horton keeps it for a moment, and then Dylan Wirth is able to get the steal. Turnover on the Chargers. TMP will slow it up. Nothing there in transition. They're 5-on-5. Rosine finds a cutter to the basket. Nice pass. Luke Rome cuts and lays it in right down the middle.
TMP with a knife. Got the ball in the short corner. Hit the high post flashing. Dissected that 3-2 zone that Horton started in.
5-0 Monarchs. Horton second possession. Drive and kick to Wistrip. He gets to the foul line. Jumper up and off the back lip. Dante Basquiat hits the deck, and they're going to say he was pushed down. And this will give Horton the possession with 6 minutes and 40 seconds to go here in the first frame.
And a foul on the big guy. That would be a bonus for the kid. Horton could get him in foul trouble.
I forget they don't put the individual fouls up anywhere in this arena. There's a jumper from the right elbow. Rolls off. Rebound by Basquiat. That's no good after McAfee's miss, and Horton gets the rebound again. Here's a drive by Wishrup. Up and under and in. Third time the charm. Good offensive board to Cooper Wishrup. Of course, the Chargers first two. Here's Worth at the other end. He missed everything. Boy, TMP got down the court in a hurry. Here's another miss. Worth tried to tip it out, but I think he's over the back, isn't he?
I don't
think that'd be number two.
Yeah, he did. They got him for number two. And a tough call. I mean, he was in pretty good position, but he's going to go to the bench with two fouls immediately.
He's about 5 inches taller than all the Horton players. But he heads to the bench with two fouls. The big 6'8 senior, averaging 17 points, 9 boards a game. So Horton doing a good job being in rebounding position on defense and offense.
Yeah, they did. Did a great job on getting back defensively transition. Got the deep board.
Wishrup trying to drive against Harris. Fadeaway shot no good. Basquiat had it, but it's tipped away and out of bounds with the ball went Harrison low. He just checked in. Harrison, a 6-foot senior off the GMP bench. How long will they keep Worth over there on the sideline?
I don't think we'll see him until the second quarter. Nice pass.
Beautiful. Quick passes to Dustin Basquiat. Wide open for two.
This is where Horton could really make do some damage if they could just pound it in the paint for a while. Keep playing defense, pound the paint, take advantage.
One thing I've noticed, there's a tip by Horton, and it's stolen away by Luke McAfee, and then it's taken back by Cade Harris. Turnovers on each team. McAfee almost had it in transition. Now the kick out. DMP, a three-pointer. Harris, top of the key, it's short. Long rebound goes out to Shoemaker. Monarch's going to reset, but man, they're quick getting up and down the court. You're going to have to get back in transition. D for Horton. Here's a missed three. Horton rebound. Chargers down by one. A chance to take their first lead of the contest. Nearly 3 minutes gone by. Wishrup on the left wing. GMP's playing man-to-man defense against the Chargers. Lob pass by Wishrup. Tough catch. Basquiat double team is knocked away and stolen. That's three turnovers already here against Corson. Looking to the bench is Cade Harris, getting the call from head coach Beal Meager. He's won 94 games. This is just his sixth season as head coach. Tight pressure by Becker out on the perimeter and a little too tight, and they're going to whistle him for Horton's first foul.
You know, here's the thing that we haven't talked about. How are you going to adjust the officials? They've called it, unlike the first game, you said it was brittle and rough. This game's been pretty tight.
Horton's first sub is Darius LaCroix, 6 foot senior. Darius checks in, one of their three seniors off the bench. Harris puts it to the near side. Here's Rosine. Low, back around to the far corner now to Harris again. Horton stays in his zone defense. They trail by one. 4:15 in the clock moving here in the first quarter. Winner of this game plays either Mound Ridge or St. Mary's. That's the game coming up next at 8 p.m. here at Bramlage. An open three near corner. It's Rosine. Missed everything. Rebounded by LaCroix. Now Luke McAfee will bring it into the half court. Horton is moving right to left on your radio dial. Here in the first half, Smith looking for the backdoor cut. Tough shot by Becker. He's fouled. Going to shoot two. That was a quick release as off of the third foul against DNP in the first on Griffin Shoemaker. Initial free throws of the evening coming up for Gannon Becker. 14 points, also 6 rebounds per game for the Charger junior. Horton brings in Jackson Moman. He's a 6-foot sophomore. Moman makes his first appearance.
One thing we haven't talked about, Horton has a lot of weapons from the standpoint. They got a lot of kids can score the basketball. And, statistically, you know, they don't have that outstanding score like Dylan Worth from TMP. That's, if you can keep the other team honest, it really makes a difference when it's easy to your offense.
Becker hits the second of two free throws. He missed the first one, so we're tied up 5-5 after the Monarchs have scored the first five. Horton put up a nickel to not the score here. 3:35 in the clock moving first quarter. Monarchs put their big guy on the bench with two personal fouls. Offense going around the perimeter. Drive and kick. Now it comes to Joey Mintrip, who just checked in. He's a 5'10 junior. A couple freshmen that might even play a little bit for DMP today. They've played him this season. Here's a three straightaway. Good. Buried by Joey Mintrip, who we just mentioned came in off the bench and knocks down the Monarchs' second three-point basket. Right at the 5-5 tie.
Great patience by TMP in that possession.
Three-pointer at the other end. No good. Almost kissed by McAfee. Rebound by Smith, out to Becker. That's a three, no good. Darius had it, but swatted out of bounds by Rome. And a couple different possessions now that Horton's been able to get a couple offensive rebounds.
Well, you know, that was two pretty quick shots in the offense that we haven't seen the first 6 minutes of the game. And fortunately, they were getting to a third opportunity. Third time's a charm. We've heard that.
Becker leaves it out to McAfee. I think I saw that Horton four state boys basketball tournament teams in school history. Three of them have had a McAfee kid on them. There's a drive and a foul call that'll put Jackson Moman to the charity stripe. Horton attacking that time, and Monarchs getting in a little bit of foul trouble. This is their fifth team foul. Moman averaging 2 points a game off the bench, and he's got one there as this free throw is pure. You'd think they could put up an individual personal foul somewhere on some kind of,
especially the technology that we have in today's world.
Some kind of screen inside Bramlage could surely put up the individual foul. Second free throw, no good by Bowman. DMP up 9-6, right? There they go. They got it right now. 9-6 on the scoreboard. Tipped out of bounds. Good defense by Luke McAfee there. Mr. Losey's not the only first-year coach that's looking for success in Bramlage Coliseum this year. Of course, Jerome Tang has led the Wildcats in this place to a pretty fine season. Losey was the head coach at Riverside. He's been a head coach a few different stops around the state. Monarchs with the basketball. We're under 2 minutes to go. Nice feed. A wide open layup to Landon Rosen. Of course, for the first time, nice pass and assist there by Harris.
See if he's kind of calmed the nerves a little bit and start running some offense, try to get some slash to the rim.
It was 8-6. They had originally put the score up 9-5 after Horton's free throw. Here's another foul against the Monarchs, but they corrected TMP to 8 and Horton to 6, and now the bucket by the Monarchs puts them ahead by 4, and Horton heading to the line. This time it'll be Luke McAfee. So Horton is 2-for-4 so far at the stripe, with two more free throws coming here. In a position to get some free throws the rest of this half, with fouls adding up for TMP. McAfee misses his first, looking to get in the scorebook. He's got one more coming. LaCroix goes out, and in for Horton comes Trent Ottman. He's a 6'3" senior. Horton bringing in Ottman and LaCroix off the bench. Couple seniors. They make the second free throw to Luke McAfee. Five players have now scored for the Chargers. They're down by 3. And just over to the left side, Harris. Back up top to Rosini. I like the ball movement of TMP.
And that, you know, Horton switched to a 2-3 zone here, and looks like, and there's really doing a good job defensively, trying to guard the top three people with two people out top, but they were leaving, and then right there they did it. They left the baseline wide open. Big rebound on number 10, McAfee.
He stops, pops, three-pointer to tie. It is good. 10-10, Luke McAfee with the triple. Got that long rebound off the missed three by Harris. Now a three-point try by Mindrup is good, is the answer at the other end. Mindrup off the bench. Couple threes for the Monarchs, who lead 13-10. 40 seconds left. First quarter. And a near steal on the deck. McAfee able to keep it alive. Now it's loose again. Shoemaker has it. Here comes Harris. 1-on-3. Through the blue jerseys. A little hook shot in the lane. No good. Offensive board. And a foul as Evan Pothersdor got the rebound. And he's going to shoot the first free throws for the Monarchs here in the first quarter.
Did a great job on defensive transition. Got the stop. Just couldn't get the offensive board.
Jack Allen, the other senior for Horton, has checked in as well. He picked up the foul there, his first. Free throw no good. One more coming for Baltazar. TMP, a pretty good free throw shooting team this season. 55 points per game. Second free throw miss, but they call a lane violation. So a redo coming up here for Baltazar. They continue to have Dylan Wirth, their 6'8 senior leader, on the bench after getting two early fouls for TMP here in this game. Lead is currently still 3 as the redo on free throw number 2 is good. Evan makes Horton pay, and the lead now is 2 possessions. Gannon Becker brings it into the half court, defended by Shoemaker. Horton's got 15 seconds to get up a shot. McAfee against Harris. 10 seconds to go. Checking the clock is McAfee. Lob it to the right side, Becker. Becker drives to the baseline, can't get a shot up. 2 seconds left. Wise by Bowman. Oh, he hit it, but they wipe it off. They wipe it off. Bowman hit a 3. But they wipe off the shot, as they say it did not release his hands in time. That was a close call.
It was, and that's one of those things. If we were in college, they'd be going to the replay right now to check it, see if it went. Boy, it was close, very, very close. But 14-10, I think if you're Horton Chargers, you got to be happy with that start. You weathered storm. You got the big kid in foul trouble. Just got to keep playing basketball.
Three threes for TMP. Horton had a 3 wiped off at the buzzer, so they trail by 4. We head to a 1 minute timeout here on KSVA. It's the Monarchs 14 and the Chargers 10 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
So what do you see in your future? Buying the perfect home with a big oak tree? Watching your child graduate from college? Or finding more time for hobbies during your retirement? Whatever your future holds, make sure you talk with a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. Together, we'll create a plan that's right for you. call me, Farm Bureau Agent Brian Rocky in Hiawatha at 785-742-2137. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Autos for You in Horton has the vehicle that you are looking for. Every quality pre-owned vehicle gets a full bumper-to-bumper inspection, and they stand behind every auto sold with a great warranty. At Autos for You, they have a great selection and many affordable options. Plus, they offer flexible payments and can finance you on-site. Go with a local company that can offer you the best deal and the best customer service with cash and finance options. Go with Autos for You in Horton, online at autosforyou.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back. Justin Fluke, John Holliday with you here in Manhattan. 2A boys opening round game earlier today. Winners included Wichita Independent over Pittsburgh Colgan, and Medicine Lodge beat Bennington. Here's a missed three-point shot by Gannon Becker. Orton had a three wiped off by Jackson Moman at the end of that first quarter, so they're now 4 points here at 14-10. Medicine Lodge and Wichita Independent, the other boys' 2A semifinal set for Friday. Tomorrow will be first-round girls' action here in Manhattan. More games coming up tonight on the MSC Sports Radio Network here on KSDA. We'll have the Silver Lake girls down in Hutchinson. That's coming up next. Here's a missed three by TMP, but an offensive board by Harris. Worthing going to stay zone defensively. Game was tied at five. Nice steal. McAfee with the anticipation up the court, and it's knocked away from behind. And then McAfee caught it and was standing out of bounds. Tough break for the Chargers there. McAfee says, my bad. And Horton heads back to set up half-court defense.
Hey, great defense. Just going to get the execution done on the offensive end. Got a little pressure. But I really like this Harris kid from TMP. Headband and all. He's going to be the one right now to make them work.
I think he's the one that's committed to play college football at Fort Hays State next year and stay there in Haynes.
He has a look of a football player, doesn't he? Broad shoulders.
Here's a three straight away. This one is short. Long rebound comes to Wishrup. Orton wants to push it a little bit. Caden Smith, Masqua also back in there. And a charge foul. Becker, McAfee, Wishrup, Smith, and Masqua. It's a starting five right now for Coach Losey, but this will count as another turnover as the charging foul whistled against Horton. 4-point lead for TMP. They actually led 5-0 early on in this game for their biggest margin. Cooper Wishrup picks up his first personal, and for Horton, that's only their third team foul, one each on Becker, Wishrup, and Allen. 90 seconds gone by here in the second quarter. Big guy's still on the bench for TMP. Dylan Wirth with two fouls early. Haven't seen him, averaging 17 points, 9 boards a game. Mintrip sets 2 threes off the bench. Thumbs up, says head coach Bill Meager. If the zone, they'll continue to whip it around the perimeter to the left side, faking the shot at Shoemaker. He spins it back to the top to Harris. Harris pulls up straight away. In and out. Offensive board, though. Rome goes up. He missed it. Case Smith clears the board. Double McAfee of the Chargers.
Horton's come up empty the last two possessions offensively. Really need to get something going here. Get a little energy going offensively and see if we can't make good things happen.
Pass too high over the head of Caden Smith. That's 5 turnovers on the Chargers in transition. A foul as Landon Rosneen trying to beat everybody down the court. Luke McAfee hit the deck pretty hard. A little gimpy getting back to his feet is McAfee. Hayes was 1 of 2 from the free throw line, and Horton made 3 of 6 in the first quarter. This one for Rosine is good. He's got 3 points. Right now, game high honors belong to Joey Mintrip off the bench with 2 threes for the Monarchs. Horton is led by Luke McAfee, who has 4 points, and the Chargers only made 3-point baskets thus far. Moment back in for Horton. Second free throw for Rosine is good. He got them both, 4 points for him, and the lead is 6 now at 16-10 for TMP. McAfee, that's very well defended by Shoemaker. Becker's got it against Shoemaker. Got a screen. Pulls up. Long 2-point shot. No good. Trying to tip it is moment, but rebound controlled by the Monarchs. Harris quickly into the half court. He carried the basketball that time. Three turnovers against TMP. But you mentioned it a moment ago, Coach, and the story is still the same. Orton took no points here with 3 minutes gone by in the second quarter.
Offensively, just hadn't run anything good. They've only got one shot off since the second quarter began. Right now, TMP's made.
No good. First of all, a really tough shot there for a quarter. No time to panic, but offense has been tough to come by here in the second frame. DMP by six with the basketball. The guy's still on the bench. Here's a three by Shoemaker. Buried it. That is four three-point baskets made by the Monarchs. Their biggest lead now at nine.
And 12 points are coming from that three-point line of their 19. We'll have to see Horton switch it up, go to something a little bit, get out of guard a little bit better. Then go back at 3-2 zone.
Off to the left side, trying to get it. His Becker down low to Smith. Now out on the right wing to Bowman. He gets it on the baseline, but stepping out before receiving the ball is Gannon Becker. Came back in, first person to touch it. Turnovers now adding up the Chargers as well. Timeout.
Wasser Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling is a locally owned company that has served Brown County and beyond for over 65 years. Wasser offers a variety of residential and commercial services, including plumbing, drain cleaning, excavating, septic systems, plus furnace, air conditioner, and water heater installations and repairs. Wasser Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, they care about your comfort. Bunk Seed Farms of Everest has been family owned and operated for 75 years. For top quality seed varieties and cleaning, call Bunk Seed Farms, 548-7443. A tradition of excellence. Bunk Seed Farms of Everest, Kansas. 75 years strong.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Welcome back to Bramble Intro. Studio engineer Kurt Kilman, Justin Fluke, John Holiday with you. Mentioned that you're coming up out of the West. Big win earlier today. Our first local team on the MSC Sports Radio Network. U.S. beat 8-time defending state champion Central Plains by 20 points. 60-40, Perry Smith and the U.S. girls advancing down at 1A Division 1 in Dodge City. Back to action here at the timeout, and then a turnover as they DMP called for a carry. Second time that Cade Harris has been called for a carry. He's going baseline, but he's blocked from behind. Orson keeps the ball. McAfee's got it. No points in over 4 minutes for the Chargers, and they lose the ball again. That time it's slipped out of bounds. The Chargers get it back.
He's playing hard. But they still need a bucket.
And no points here in the second quarter for the Chargers. Drill by nine, their biggest deficit. DMP in his zone. Here's a three by Becker. It's good. Gannon Becker with a big, big triple. Now continued pressure on the defensive end needed for the Chargers. Ball on three. They come up with a loose ball. Six turnovers on TMP. Horton has eight turnovers so far themselves. Here's McAfee. Stop and pop. Oh, he's taken out. Foul over the back on Darius LaCroix, who has secured the offensive rebound, but I thought that three was down.
I did too. That was almost all the way back in and back out. Somebody called that the toilet bowl shot. Rimmed around, rolled down through, then popped back out. But tough call on the foul as LaCroix. Thought he had possession. Just tough break, didn't get it. But doing what he has to try to keep winning this ballgame.
DMP with the ball, leading by six. Still with Dylan Worth on the bench with two fouls. Maybe that shows you how important he is to this team. They're not taking a chance at all. He's been on the bench the first minute and a half of the game. he maybe does all have time. Here's a three. It's no good. Schubert. Rebound goes to Cannon Becker.
Same point in time. They've got a 6-point lead. They don't have to, they're not having to force the issue right now.
He back going to the basket. Now LaCroix double teamed on the low block. Trying to find some help. Find Smith. Casey pulls up. That rolls off. LaCroix rebound. His pass tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with the Chargers. He's 2:16 left here in the second quarter.
Had a great opportunity. Got a little low to high look on the slash. Didn't make it.
They bucket here, and they're right back
that's
in.
What I'm saying. That's exactly.
For going 4.5 minutes without a point, they're not very by any means. Had a man open there, missed the moment. The pass will go in clear to the court. Gannon Becker retreats to get it. Becker against Baker. Open on the left wing. Monarchs back man to man. Set it to Becker between the rings, and we roll south of 2 minutes to go here in the half. Becker without the dribble to LaCroix. LaCroix to the far corner. This is McAfee. Luke without the dribble. Now needing help. Threw it away into the lane. 9 towards a turnover. Here comes 2-on-1. Rebound and a foul on Bowman as Luke Grohm hustling down the court got the offense. The court is there in transition. That's first personal foul.
Hustle play, stop the initial.
Free throw good. Luke Grohm averaging 10 points per game. He's got 3 now, and the Monarchs have made 4 of 5 from the charity stripe. Free throw is perfect as well. The shooting has been in favor of Monarch, who pushed their lead back to 8 points here at 21-13.
Going to be important. Minute 36 for Horton.
Bowman drives all the way right side off the glass. Too strong. Harris with the rebound. Here comes Cade. Eyes wide up. Pushes it to the far left side. Shoemaker, a 3. Air ball. And a foul. It's on the Monarchs. It's on Cade Harris. The Horton will have the ball with a minute 21 now to go. 7 fouls on Horton, and somehow that's only 6 on TMP. They had 5 in the first quarter, but that's their first one here in the second frame, I guess.
Well, we talked about adjusting officials, and evidently they've done that. Does well?
And their second? I think it's just 1 that he went out, didn't he?
Yeah, he's only got 1.
Bishop Fortune, also Trent Ottman has returned to the Charger lineup. Bishop finds Jack Allen, who also just checked back in, but the Chargers turn it over again. 7 of their 10 turnovers coming here in the second quarter, and Horton only has 3 points in this period. Monarchs looking to extend the lead to double digits going into the half. Showing some patience here. They are going to keep Worth on the bench the whole second quarter with 2 fouls.
Luxury you have when you're up 8 points.
Got a day off tomorrow. The winners play in the semifinals on Friday. I think Monarchs are going to hold it for the final 50 seconds of the half.
Absolutely hard. You know what? TMP's not a, they don't get in a hurry. Their offense is patient. They have great ball movement. Do some good things on the slashes. Horton scrapped their way, kept themselves in it. They just can't get anything on the offensive end.
Only 10 total points have been scored here in the second quarter. And Horton forces a turnover with 10 seconds to go. Pressured the ball. Now if they can get a shot. Remember, they had a 3 wide off at the end of the first.
That would have made a difference, wouldn't it?
They could get a shot here in the last 10 seconds of the half. McAfee. Puts up a guarded shot. It's an air ball rebounded by Rosine. Half court heave is up and off the glass. No good. 21-13 is our halftime score. The biggest lead was 19-10, and currently an 8-point advantage for the Monarchs here in Manhattan. Our halftime show presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway K-16, home of the 110% price match guarantee. Our halftime show coming up here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some tire shops give you a whole $5 off if you put their sticker in your back window. Guess that's their way of saying sorry for overcharging you. Now that's sticker shock. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to really save on tires. And with Wilson's Direct Price Match Guarantee, they'll not only match the best price you find, they'll beat it by 10% or more. Get out of town and save at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Dr. Ashley at Kidwell Chiropractic offers diverse adjustments by hand or instrument with offices in Horton or Sabetha. Call for an appointment at 913-575-0763 or visit Kidwell Chiropractic on Facebook and see all the services offered by Dr. Ashley through chiropractic adjustments.
Sturton Trucking is proud to support this game broadcast and would like to wish the Chargers best of luck. Sturton Trucking offers local driving opportunities with drivers home every night. Call Sturton Trucking of Horton, 785-486-3367. Good luck, Chargers.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
BJ Spear with Chave Insurance in Horton offers crop insurance coverage. They specialize in hail and multi-peril crop insurance and also have other private products like Price Flex. Contact BJ Spear with Champ Insurance at 106 West 8th Street in Horton for your crop protection.
Horton Thriftway is proud to be your local grocery store, open 7 days a week with a fantastic meat and fresh produce selection, plus all the everyday items you need. Offering savings on store brands and weekly specials. Proud supporters of the local community, stop by Horton Thriftway for all your grocery needs.
You want the best for your cattle. You're prepared to work hard for them, knowing they work hard for you. Here's something that'll help you do both. Sweet Pro Lick Tubs from Sweet Pro in Horton. Sweet Pro feed supplements feature rumen-friendly distiller's grains, chelated trace minerals, and our proprietary digestive aid blend called Probiotine. Sweet Pro products are cost-effective, easy to handle, and support better nutrient utilization, giving animals what they need for optimal health and performance. Sweet Pro feeds in Horton, the profit blocks.
Have you checked your internet speed in a while? More and more devices are connected to the internet in our homes. Things from refrigerators to thermostats are becoming dependent upon Wi-Fi. Head over to rainbowtel.net to check your speed and make sure your home stays well connected. Are you interested in fast, reliable, dependable internet that meets your needs and provides you with the latest in broadband technology? Check out Rainbow Communications, your friendly, local, community-driven service provider. Stop into one of our locations or check us out at rainbowtel.net.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
And welcome into the Halftime Show. Justin Fook, John Holliday with you. The Hayes TMP Monarchs, number two in the state, number two seed here at state, leading the Horton Chargers 21-13. Hayes TMP led early 5-0. Horton then tied it up. It was 14-10 at the end of the first quarter. Horton had a three-pointer taken off because it didn't quite go in, or at least the hands before the horn had it sounded. So down four, and then TMP went on a little 5-0 run, and they led 19-10. That was the biggest lead of the half. It's 21-13 at the break, as that second quarter had only 10 total points, 7 by the Monarchs, and only 1 3-point basket by Gannon Becker. Horton, 3 of 6 from the free throw line, and Hayes TMP made 5 of 6, and the Monarchs also hit twice as many 3-pointers. They made 4, while the Chargers hit just twice from behind the arc. Horton had 10 turnovers to just 7 for TMP, but no player in this game has more than one foul except Dylan Wirth, the 6'8" senior who got 2 fouls in the first minute and a half of this game and didn't return the entire first half for the Monarchs, but they have the lead and they're up by 8 here at the break. Coach, what are your thoughts on the first 16 minutes of basketball?
Well, I thought Horton had a great first quarter, and boy, it would have been great if that 3-point shot would have counted for him. And boy, just a long second quarter. You know, they scrapped, they defensively were really flying around, guarding basketball, did a pretty good job on the board, but offensively just could not buy a bucket. And, you know, they got off to the start. They had kind of had big boy Worth and Foul Trouble sitting on the bench for what, almost 14 minutes that first
yep.
16. And,
yep.
And so we know the TMP is going to come out full strength. You just hope they're going to get another opportunity to kind of get back in this thing. Because if Worth gets going, could get stretched out in a hurry and get your Horton Chargers. Just got to keep after it, doing the little things well, and just got to get your buckets to fall.
Yeah, Horton just 13 points here at halftime. They're led by Luke McAfee and Cannon Becker. They each hit a triple and one of two from the line. So McAfee and Becker each have 4 points. Dante Masqua has 2 points. Cooper Wishrup has 2 points. And Jackson Bowman has 1. Scoring for TMP spread between 6 different individuals. Joey Mindrup off the bench with 2 3-point baskets. He's got a game-high 6 points. Luke Rome and Landon Rosine both have 4 points. Then you have Griffin Shoemaker and Cade Harris, each with a 3-point basket and 1 point for Evan Palazor. Halftime score, TMP 21 and Horton 13. We'll come back and get you set. Talk about our keys to the second half when we return. Wilson Direct Motors Tire Halftime Show here on the NFC Sports Radio Network.
Central Auto Parts in downtown Horton is the store with more and your CarQuest dealer. Get great fleet and farm savings, CarQuest fluids, heavy duty filters made to last, plus chemicals, tools you need and can trust. Great deals on wipers and lighting, plus oil change specials and cleaning products to get more for less. Great people, products, and prices at Central Auto Parts, your CarQuest dealer, locally owned and operated in downtown Horton.
Hi, this is Jason Baer from Brown Acheson Electric. Trees provide curb appeal, shade, and a place for kids to play in the yard. However, when the trees grow and interfere with power lines, they become safety hazards and among the most common causes for utility outages. Remember that only trained professionals should trim trees near power lines. Trees growing in utility right-of-ways are maintained by the utility company, but those growing on private property are the owner's responsibility. Brown Acheson Electric Cooperative, we exist to serve our members reliably, affordably, safely, and with complete integrity.
Compton's Hardware in Horton is now your appliance headquarters. Compton's has in-stock appliances like freezers, washers and dryers, refrigerators, stoves, and more. Plus, they carry brands like Maytag, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, and Amana, all backed by manufacturer's warranties. Compton's even offers delivery and installation on new appliances. Stop in to browse their selection, or they can custom order the appliance you want. Compton's Hardware, and now appliances too. Locally owned in Horton.
For 90 years, American Family Insurance has been helping farmers and ranchers protect their hard work. Like farming, our coverage has evolved. Today, it's customized for your needs. Ask us about it.
Contact local agent Bill Stevenson at 836 Central Avenue in Horton, or call Bill at 785-486-2878 in Horton.
American Family Insurance.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey everyone, Brian here with OxyFresh of Mocan. Did you know we don't just specialize in residential floor cleaning, but commercial too? If you operate a facility, you know constant foot traffic, attracting oils and dirt, and regular spilling will really do a number on that flooring. We employ a revolutionary machine and a cadre of powerful, safe products that can revitalize carpets while cutting down dry times in just about an hour. Find out more by visiting our website at oxyfresh.com or call us at 877-OXYFRESH for more information.
Midwest Interior Solutions offers hardwood floor maintenance and refinishing, natural stone and concrete finishing solutions and servicing, commercial janitorial services, basic water extraction, storage solutions, and so much more, serving Northeast Kansas. Contact them at 913-336-7747 and visit MidwestInteriorSolutions.net to learn more. Midwest Interior Solutions, raised on values, committed to quality.
KNZA.
Welcome back to the Octagon of Doom, Man Happiness. It's halftime, and the Hayes TMP Monarchs lead the Horton Chargers 21-13 as we get set to begin the third quarter. I think if you're Horton, you're rebounding the basketball well. You can't be disappointed with only giving up 21 first quarter points. I think for Horton, hopefully we see this team maybe relax, settle in a little bit. For Horton, everything that I feel needs to improve is on the offensive end. Obviously, 11 turnovers is too much, and maybe just working for a little bit better shots are keys for me for the Chargers here in the second half.
Well, you know, you talk about turnovers. Turnovers are an offensive problem, so yeah, you're exactly right. You know, that 10 points in the first quarter, they're right where they want to be. I mean, they're playing great. You know, they waved the three-point shot off, and then that was the only three-pointers in the second quarter. That's a long time in boys basketball, especially if you can only score 3 points a quarter. It could be a long night. Got to get the ship righted. Big boys back in for TMP. See what Horton does, if they can change things up a little bit offensively, make some good things happen.
Monarchs almost threw away the basketball to begin this third quarter. They're in the white jerseys, now going right to left. They'll shoot it in front of the Monarch bench here in Bramlage. Horton played a lot of zone in the first half. They'll stay in a 3-2 zone here to begin this third quarter. Monarchs hit 4 3-point baskets by three different individuals. Harris will try a three straight away. It's no good. Rebound tipped out, and Harris chases it down. So the big guy out there, Dylan Wirth, a 6'8 senior, 17 points, 9 rebounds a game. It may not just be his two fouls that kept him out of the game for almost all that first half as Harris drives, gets fouled, and they count the basket. But I noticed when Wirth came out of the locker room late, he has one of his nostrils full of cotton. So I think maybe battling a nosebleed or something as well. Basket good for Cade Harris and a free throw pending. So just like that, DMP has their first double-digit lead of the game. Free throw no good.
Sideline break for Horton to come down, get the ball in points. Big boy inside out, paint touch.
This three-pointer by Gannon Becker. Horton to the other end. Here's Shoemaker. Beating the big man Worth. Then he drives, missed a little layup as it rolled off, got his own rebound, and then faked it in, plus one. So this time, Monarchs crash at the boards and going to have a chance for their second and one opportunity here to begin this third quarter. Big guy finally scoring. Free throw, 53% on the season, and he missed that one. So two missed free throws for the Monarchs. Horton has a player without a shoe. Wishrup is holding his shoe right now. And the officials get a tough time to allow Wishrup to put his left shoe back on. Don't see that very often.
No, you don't.
I thought he'd just stop putting it on for a second and be ready to go. He was just tearing it up, and it's hard to dribble and shoot when you're holding a shoe.
You're missing a hand. I guess he didn't want to lose it. His mom be proud of him. That's
6:40 to go here in the third. Catching the lead shot in the paint is
tough break.
Missed by Gannon Becker. Horton trying to get the rebound, but cannot. Harris lets traffic go by. Pushes it up the court to Shoemaker. Now baseline drive by Rosine. Up top to Harris. A long two-point shot. It's no good. Rebounded by Smith, who outlets to McAfee. Horton needing offense. It's been hard to come by. They're trailing now by 12. McAfee picks up the dribble, passes it over to Becker. Becker one-on-one against Shoemaker. The Monarchs have been mostly man-to-man. Nice feed to Smith on the pick-and-roll. Cade had it pop out of there. Battle for the rebound, and the Monarchs get it. Smith wins it deck hard. Here's Harris trying to beat everybody down the court. Left side, it's up, it's in. Harris has 7. He's pretty good in transition. And it's a 6-0 second-half run, and a timeout coming called by Horton head coach David Losey. 6-0 Monarch run out of the locker room, and we're coming back after a 30-second timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wasser Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling is a locally owned company that has served Brown County and beyond for over 65 years. Wasser offers a variety of residential and commercial services, including plumbing, drain cleaning, excavating, septic systems, plus furnace, air conditioner, and water heater installations and repairs. Wasser Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, they care about your comfort. Bunk Seed Farms of Everest has been family owned and operated for 75 years. For top quality seed varieties and cleaning, call Bunk Seed Farms, 548-7443. A tradition of excellence, Bunk Seed Farms of Everest, Kansas, 75 years strong.
KNZA.
Come on. Our MSC Sports crew is in full force this week. We're covering 9 Kansas basketball teams at the state tournament at 5 different locations. And Seth Tollison lining it all up back at the studios with Kurt Kilman and the rest of the crew getting all the games on the air, streaming them all live, free online at MSCSports.net. Just click listen live. Back to action here out of a Horton timeout. They trail 27-13 against TMP, and the Chargers throw it away. Their 12th turnover of the game out of the timeout. Monarchs trying to extend the run here to begin this third quarter. They've scored 6 in a row. Horton in a 2-3 zone. Jump shot, and it falls in off the back iron. Luke Rome gets a friendly bounce. He's now got a half dozen. The 8-0 run for TMP.
It's starting to get away from Horton. They've had shots again. You know, they had a couple to rim. You know, they had the one where got blocked, got kicked out here for a 3-ball.
McAfee, no good. Offensive board. Basqua. Bowman is the only non-starter out there right now. How many shots has Horton had that have been real close but just haven't quite got the bounce? Haven't been able to go through the cylinder all the way. Tried another pick and roll, but turned it over, trying to get it back to Smith. The pass by Becker intercepted. Up the court, Shoemaker too far underneath. He missed it. Rebound, though, and a stick back is good for Landon Rosie. A 10-0 TMP run. Coach Losey and Coach Keane looking down the bench, trying to find some offense after just 3 points in the second quarter, and now 0 points with 3.5 minutes gone by here in the third. The Chargers have gone ice cold. There's a foul on Moman's drive to the basket. First foul on TMP this half. Landon Rosine picks up the foul. It is his first. Horton will have it underneath their own basket. Horton shot 21% in the first half. They made just four of 19 shots. 4 of 19 for Horton in the first half, and they haven't made any here in this third quarter so far.
Not exactly what Coach Losey dialed up for a recipe for success tonight.
6 of 20 shooting in the half for the Monarchs. Here's another chance for the and one, but the basket doesn't go for Dante Basqua. Foul against Luke Rome, his first. Team fouls even at 2 apiece. Into the line goes Dante Basqua, who had a bank shot just fall off the front of the rim. He'll have to shoot 2 free throws, and he missed the first as it takes a little tour of the iron and drops off. Wishart back in. Darius LaCroix also returns to the Charger lineup as Coach Losey looks at the scoreboard. 4 minutes to go. Half this second, third quarter gone by. 10-0 run right now for the Monarchs. Second free throw will stop the run as Basqua has his 3rd point of the game.
Basqua made a great move. Just couldn't, you know, that's where, especially when you're down as many as Horton is, pick up a foul at that end, trying to go over the top of the big boy Worth.
Basqua gets his 2nd foul, so now Horton has Wishrip, Becker, and Basqua. Those 3 guys all have 2 personal fouls each. It's team foul number 3 on the Chargers. Inbound to play for the Monarchs underneath their own bucket. Harris and Worth each have 2 fouls. For the home team in white. Harris over to Shoemaker. Lobs it into Worth. Tried to pass it across the lane, but it's tipped and stolen away. First Monarch turnover in this half. Number 8 for the night. We're under 3.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Look back if he's setting up shop. Like Horton just needs a field goal to drop.
Right. They just need, they got a little bounce in their step. They're playing hard. They're doing exactly what they need to do. They get some good shots. Here's an opportunity where they're going to go free throw line.
McAfee going to head to the stripe to shoot 2.
I believe Harris is going to pick up his 3rd.
Yep, you're right. He's about to check out. Coach Meager must get fined if anybody fouls out. Because he doesn't take any chances. Those guys out there with foul trouble. Free throw good for Luke McAfee. He's got 5 points now. That is a team high for Horton.
Well, with this DMP team, you don't see actually both teams. It's been a very clean, contested ball game. You don't see a lot of emotions. Nobody's talking. Missed free throw. A little bit short on McAfee's second attempt. Harris stayed out there with three fouls. There was a substitution, but checking into the game was Joey Mindrup. You got to find him. He's a good three-point shooter. Made a couple in the first half off the pine. Under three to go, third quarter. 31-15 on Arch lead by 16 points. Harris gets his way into the lane. Shot missed. Rebounded by Wirth. He missed. And now Wisher reels it down for the Chargers. And then McAfee called for the travel. He went to kind of step around a defender that was in his way when he turned after catching the basketball on the outlet. That's now 13 turnovers against the Chargers.
Just got surprised.
Well, what do we have? 11 at halftime? Two so far this quarter?
13 at halftime. 2 of 4 at the line. That's all Horton's got. Two free throws here in this
quarter. I'm talking turnovers. Oh. 11 turnovers at half.
Yeah, just a couple. Just feel like they need a shot or two to go in to give them confidence. Confidence waning a little bit on the offensive end. And the Monarchs going to take a little air out of the basketball here and work the clock in their favor with a 16-point lead. Take a little jumper from the foul line. No good by Rosine. I mean, their field goal percentage is nothing to write home about. Out of bounds off Harris, who went for a steal, tried to save it there as he went by Coach Losey there at the end of the Horton bench. Coach Losey found a pretty good spot.
He's sitting
on the Mountain Dew sign at the end of the bench over
there. He's seen Coach Tang use that spot. He's going to use it himself. So
it is
nice to come in with a little pride in this building again,
right?
K-State fans.
Right. Quick release by LaCroix. Might have been partially blocked. And then a foul after the rebound by Trent Ottman. Ballier is against Hayes TMP.
His second.
Foul against Griffin Shoemaker. Deep foul number 4 on the Monarchs, who will bring in Harrison Lowe for the first time. He is a senior. This Monarchs team has 5 seniors on the roster, but kind of like Horton, they only got, I guess they start 4 seniors, actually. Horton doesn't start any of their 3 seniors. Take shot now at 3. Becker.
Oh.
No. Rebound by Wirth. LaCroix was in position, but unfortunately he's about 8 inches shorter than Dylan Wirth. That's foot versus 6'8".
Not going to win that battle very many times.
Under a minute and a half to go.
The TMP is not a team that's going to run away from me. They don't get up and down the floor. They'll run if it's there. But in the half court, they are a very, very patient basketball team.
Being patient is okay when you're up by 16.
Yeah,
right?
You can. That's a luxury.
Paint touch, now baseline, and a basket. Nope, traveling called on Dylan Wirth. They got it to the high post, and then Wirth cut baseline. They found it, but he took an extra step before laying it in.
Great high-low look, but it was the correct call.
9 turnovers on TMP, and Horton has not made a field goal in this third quarter. There's a backdoor pass to Wistrip. Nice little turnaround fadeaway shot.
Oh, got it.
It dropped.
Boy, it will go through the rim.
Wasn't easy. Cooper Wistrip. And then at the other end, blocker
ball
charge.
Block.
I thought Wistrip had maybe got in position to take a charge after making the basket here at the other end. 31-17 into the line for TMP goes Harrison Lowe, 56% foul shooter. Makes the first. TMP's been a little bit better at the line, a lot better on three-point shooting. Handful less turnovers as Lowe hits both sides of the free throw, and the lead is back to 16 points with 40 seconds to go here in the quarter. Becker thought about a 3. Couldn't get it off. Now Wishrip back over to Becker. Gannon at the foul line. Little step back shot. Rattled in and out again. And the rebound by the Monarchs. So many that have just been close but won't fall. Horton made 1 field goal in the second quarter and 1 field goal in the third quarter. That is it. Just 2 shots made. And 16 minutes of basketball for the Chargers here in the Octagon of Doom. Long skip pass with 8 seconds left. Mindrup shoots, miss, offensive board, and a foul after the Monarchs got the offensive glass with 4 seconds to go. This is the big 6'8 senior Dylan Wirth heading to the line to shoot two.
You know, they talk about football being a game of inches, but so is basketball. You know, an inch one way or the other, a lot of these shots fall for Horton.
Free throw for Wirth is perfect. He's got 3 points in very limited minutes. He has played all this third quarter, though. Still has just 2 fouls.
He's still fresh.
Well, he put about 25 pounds of muscle and meat on him, and
he'd
be a force, wouldn't he? 6'8", makes both free throws. Now the lead is 18. Here's a 3-point shot missed off the front of the rim by McAfee, and that's the end of the third quarter. We'll take a break. Back in a minute. Hayes TMP 35, the Horton Chargers 17 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Dr. Ashley at Kidwell Chiropractic offers diverse adjustments by hand or instrument. With offices in Horton or Sabetha, call for an appointment at 913-575-0763 or visit Kidwell Chiropractic on Facebook and see all the services offered by Dr. Ashley through chiropractic adjustments.
Hey everyone, Brian here with OxyFresh of Mocan. Did you know we don't just specialize in residential floor cleaning, but commercial too? If you operate a facility, you know constant foot traffic, tracking oils and dirt, and regular spilling will really do a number on that flooring. We employ a revolutionary machine and a cadre of powerful, safe products that can revitalize carpets while cutting down drive times in just about an hour. Find out more by visiting our website at oxyfresh.com or call us at 877-OXYFRESH for more information.
Sturton Trucking is proud to support this game broadcast and would like to wish the Chargers best of luck. Sturton Trucking offers local driving opportunities with drivers home every night. Call Sturton Trucking of Horton, 785-486-3367. Good luck, Chargers.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Stay tuned. Coming up from MHK, our Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show, and we'll pick a player to bank on, brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Here's Zoom play here in the fourth quarter now. It's Hayes TMP ahead 35-17. Jumper by Wishrup at the elbow. No good short. Rebound Monarchs. That was a 14-4 third quarter advantage for Hayes. Looking high-low. Nothing there from Rome. Down to the big guy, Dylan Wirth. The Monarchs going to be pretty content to stay patient on the offensive end.
We're not going to see him get in a hurry. You see Horton's had to go man-to-man.
Reverse layup by Dylan Wirth. I don't think we've seen much of his offensive skill set or ability here yet today, but he may have a chance to extend that Friday and Saturday here in the 2A state tournament. As a foul will be whistled against Griffin Shoemaker. That's his third on a drive by Gannon Becker. Team foul number 5. In fact, our team fouls are even at 5 apiece here in the second half. Nobody has more than 3 personal fouls in this game. Horton doesn't have anybody with more than 2, I don't think. Smith the junior to Wishrup the junior. Back into Smith. Turn around, little hook shot. Good. First points for Caden Smith. He hasn't got many shot looks today.
No, he hasn't. And that was pure. That ran a nice little flex action on the inbound. Then they ran a little back screen for the high post and got him to block a ball on the block for over his left shoulder.
Earlier today, Medicine Lodge trailed the entire game and went on a huge fourth quarter run to beat the number 4 seed Bennington. Medicine Lodge and Wichita Independent, the number 1 seed, winning the 2 early games here at 2A Boys State in Manhattan. Basket by Dylan Wirth again for TMP, who now leads again by 20. And Wirth heating up. He's got 8 points all here in the second half. McAfee harassed on the far side. Wishrup has Becker pop outside to get it. 6:15 left to go in this game. 3 timeouts left for the Chargers. Near steal, nice save. Now Smith in the lane. Got it. Good hustle save by Gannon Becker.
I would say Becker made that play happen. That was a turnover waiting to happen. He got it right back in. And Caden Smith hits the bucket.
He's got 2 in a row to Smith on the offensive side. 4 points for him in the fourth quarter. Under 6 to go. Pass a little high, but being pushed in the back was Dylan Wirth. This might go against Caden Smith. It's foul number 6 on the Chargers. And it is on Caden Smith. Just his first personal foul. Trent Ottman comes in. Spence will go out, and Joey Mindrup returns for the Monarchs. Game coming up next is third seed Mound Ridge against number 16 St. Mary's. That's the Will Spradling coach St. Mary's Bears. Three-pointer by Harris is good. A three. Harris has 10 points to lead TMP. Will Spradling's done pretty good at St. Mary's after playing here in Manhattan. He's got his team to state the last few years.
Yeah, he spent a little faulty time in this building.
Mr. Perla was the 2A football player of the year. Quarterback, pretty good basketball player as well. Horton needing points now on every possession. Here's McAfee across the lane. Now dips back inside the shot block. Luke Grome with the rejection. The outlet to Mindrup into the half court. Up to the left-handed layup. Mindrup has 8 off the bench. And the Monarchs lead by 23 with 5 minutes to go.
Well, starting to get away from Horton. And it's TMP with a couple runouts. But we've got a timeout. Going to Horton.
Coach Losty will take one here. 2 remaining. But time of the essence now is TMP with the monstrous second half. A 23-4 second half advantage for Hayes TMP. We're back after a 30-second timeout. Our timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack located just west of Whiting and online at popcorngifts.net. It's Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Back in half a minute here on KNZA.
BJ Spear with Shave Insurance in Horton offers crop insurance coverage. They specialize in hail and multi-peril crop insurance and also have other private products like Price Flex. Contact BJ Spear with Champ Insurance at 106 West 8th Street in Horton for your crop protection.
Horton Thriftway is proud to be your local grocery store, open 7 days a week with a fantastic meat and fresh produce selection, plus all the everyday items you need. Offering savings on store brands and weekly specials. Proud supporters of the local community, stop by Horton Thriftway for all your grocery needs.
KNZA.
Welcome back with Seth Tollison and Kurt Kilman taking care of us back at the Kansaland studio. Justin Flutjohn Holiday with you here in Bramlage Coliseum. Horton ball out of a timeout, but they trail 44-21 to Hayes TMP. Masqua back in, Ottman, Moman, and this ball goes through the hands of Wishrup for an unforced Horton turnover. They had done a better job, only 3 turnovers in the third quarter. That's their first one here in the fourth, but now 14 total for the night.
Which isn't horrible by any stretch of imagination, but when you can only put 8 points on the board, hard to get a comeback.
Horton's best quarter offensively was the first quarter. They had 10 and nearly 13, but a 3 wiped off at the buzzer. Here's Worth taking over down low, and now in double digits with 10 second half points, the big 6'8 senior.
And we're starting to see him exert himself a little bit, aren't we?
Yep. And Horton doesn't have a guy that can match up with 6'8 very easily down low. Nice backdoor cut in the lane, but then couldn't quite come to a complete stop as he slid that foot. And that's Trent Ottman called for the travel. Another Charger turnover down by 25. And a little deeper down the bench goes TMP. Also, Jack Allen and Darius LaCroix both coming into the Horton lineup. Horton had 10 points in the first quarter, but 3 points in the second quarter, only 4 points in the third quarter. And now 4 points so far here in the fourth on a couple baskets by Caden Smith. We had under 4 minutes remaining here in this ballgame. Silver Lake coming up next on 103.9. The Silver Lake girls down in Hutch. Their opening round game over Santa Fe Trail as Harrison Lowe makes a little jumper in the paint. That's his first field goal. It pushes the lead up to the biggest of the night now at 27 points. We'll also have Atchison High at 4A in Salina. Care 93.7 is Atchison battles Bishop Miaze. And back to 1A in Dodge City where the D-West girls won by 20 earlier today. Now it's Frankfurt girls. Here's a basket by Cooper Wishram. He's got 6. Horton needed that. Now got a D up and get some stops. 3:20 to go all the way to the basket. Finding Cade Harris who missed the shot but an offensive board by Landon Rosine. And we got a foul against Horton that'll be their...
I can just call it out of bounds.
Okay, no foul, so no bonus free throws yet. Yeah, but D-West won by 20 over Central Plains, the eight-time defending state champion. The D-West is in the 1A Division I girls state semifinal Friday. Frankfurt of the Twin Valley League will try to join him. Frankfurt tonight at 8 over on 92.1 KMZN. South Gray. Here's Worth again in the paint, almost becoming unstoppable. 8 points in the fourth quarter alone for Dylan Worth. He's got a game-high 12 now. Then a foul as Orton's drive by Jackson Bowman was ended with a big collision that'll send Bowman to the charity stripe. Foul on Kate Harris is number 4 on him. Orton 6 of 12 at the line, now 6 of 13, so under 50% as Bowman misses the first of two. Out goes Harris, and in comes Caden Dinkle. This is the first of two freshmen that have played for the Monarchs on varsity this season. Second free throw good. Bowman is 2 for 4 at the line and has 2 points today. 50-24. Orton trailing with now under 3 minutes to go. Down low, Worth. Keep beating the big guy.
This is an easy offense. Short to 6'8 guy, let him go score.
He's getting his money's worth. Pun intended. Here's Bowman again. Jumper at the line, no good. Tipped up in there and missed by Jack Allen. And now a foul for Horton as they try to crash the glass. And Gannon Becker just picked up his third foul. Winners of 9 of their last 10, avenging losses to Effingham and JCN, beat Valley Falls and Riverside and Substate after losing to those teams earlier this season. Worth 15 wins in their first winning season since 2017 as Dylan Worth checks out of the game. And in comes Carson Lyles. He's another freshman that's in there now for the Monarchs, and it's a 1-1 for Harrison Lowe. The front end no good. Then an over the back foul against TMP going against Evan Balazor. Foul number 7 on TMP. So we walk to the other end for a Horton 1-1. Both teams in the bonus here with 2 minutes 40 seconds remaining. Jack Allen will try to get in the scorebook. His first free throw. Horton has 6 guys that have scored so far. Allen looking to become the 7th. Senior eyes it, tries it, and his teammate stepped in the lane early. Free throw missed anyway, but it'll be waved off. And Monarch basketball. Now Horton about to clear the bench. Coach David Losey going to give everybody a chance to see the court at Bramwich Coliseum and experience 2A state basketball as the starters check out with 2:40 to go and in control. A 28-point lead here for the Monarchs. Dante Masqua and Cooper Wishrop check back in, but we're also seeing first appearances today for 6'1 sophomore Trent Lockwood. And also 5'9 sophomore Reagan Knutson, both in there for the first time. And Tavion Kabia, another sophomore. Of the 12 guys Horton has here at State, Coach, 6 of the 12 are sophomores.
That makes for some good practices. It's obviously that 9 of 10 just sticks in my mind. That things were going great for them before they got to Bramwich Coliseum. Bramwich wasn't a very good shooting backdrop for them tonight.
Three-pointer by William Eck, a freshman, one of three freshmen that have now played in this game for TMP. We get a jump ball going for the rebound. It'll stay with the Monarchs' possession. Just over 2 minutes to go. Ace TMP will have their 21st consecutive win.
That's a pretty good line, too.
How about this line? 11 trips to state. They are 9-2 in opening round games. Only twice in 11 trips to state has TMP not won their first round game.
Well, they've had a rich tradition in basketball, especially boys and girls. Rose McFarland was a longtime TMP women's coach.
Speaking of TMP history, I don't think we've mentioned this little nugget today, but Horton head coach David Losey is a TMP grad.
Makes it tough. Got to go try to beat your old alma mater.
Graduated in 1989 from Hayes TMP, did Mr. David Losey. Now in his first year as head coach of the Chargers, and getting to the line, it's going to be Trent Lockwood. His older brother, Trey, had quite a career with Horton, and now Trent has a chance here to get a couple of free throws as a sophomore at State.
Well, the nice thing that Trent's going to have over his brothers, he got to play at State. Free throw good.
How about the future of this Horton basketball team? I mean, six sophomores and three juniors? Losing three seniors, all their starters coming back. Lockwood missed the second offensive board by Masquaw. Horton will keep it here, down by 27 points with a minute 20 to go. And they lose the basketball. 17 turnovers on Horton. They had 11 of those at halftime. Tough shooting day for the Chargers in blue. Shot blocked, the defense by Knutson. Another shot blocked by Masquaw. And then we had a foul called, and it's against DMP and over the back. So good defense by the Chargers. They're going to walk to the other end with a 1-1 free throw opportunity. This is team foul number 9 on the Monarchs. It'll put Dante Masquaw on the line.
Well, you know, no matter where you, this loss happens, it's going to be a tough locker room for Coach Losey. These kids have bought in, obviously, and to get the state tournament, to win 9 of 10, to finish where they did in the league, the turnaround they've done in number of wins. A lot of great stuff going on. You can just tell they were disappointed kids when they came out, extremely disappointed. But, a lot to be proud of. They've handled themselves with class. They've played extremely hard.
Three-pointer by Caden Becker. No good for TMP. Rebounded by Knutson for Horton. We're down to 45 seconds left. 52-27 our score. TMP led by just 8 at halftime. There's Lockwood. Tough shot. No good. Horton had a lot of bounce unkindly off the rim tonight. They'll end their season at 15-9 as the Monarchs back it out to half court here for the final 25 seconds. They're now 23-2. And will play in a state semifinal Friday night against the winner of the next game here in Manhattan between Bound Ridge and St. Mary. Final score, Hayes TMP 52, Horton 27. The Chargers get 10 points in the first quarter, 10 points in this final fourth quarter, but had a total of just 7 points and only 2 field goals in the middle 2 periods here tonight. HTMP advances, the Chargers season comes to a close. And we're back post-game coming up on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Baby boomers, want to keep up with the trends? Cars, giant TVs, designer dogs. But what about funerals? Probably not the first thing you think about every day. But do you know how much a funeral costs? Ever talk to anyone about what kind of funeral you want? Have you made your pre-arrangements? No? Well, keep up with the trend of advanced funeral planning and funding in America. Contact the Sean Maple Cheney Mortuary in Horton for your no-obligation, free funeral cost estimate and learn pre-arrangement options.
Are you trying to figure out how to make a profit farming this year? Then it's time to put up some grain bins for storage and maybe a new dryer, too. Now is the time to get things moving. Jade Millwrights is your local company with great prices on the most innovative grain bins, dryers, and accessories. Call Jade Millwrights today. Let them help you start planning for your new grain bin or dryer setup. Call Jade Millwrights at 785-544-7771. Online at jademillwrights.com.
Citizens State Bank in Hiawatha is your hometown bank. We offer professional, personalized banking services that include deposit accounts, loans, IRAs, trust services, and much more. Our bank has up-to-date technology so you can bank from home or on the go. We take pride in helping our customers achieve their banking goals. Call call us or stop in anytime to see what we can do for you. Citizen State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to MHK. The Horton Chargers fall in the opening round of 2A Boys State. Final score 52-27. This game was tied once at 5-5. Horton fell down early 5-0. The Chargers never able to take the lead against the number two team in the state here tonight. Had a three-pointer that would have made it a one-point game at the end of one quarter, but that was wiped off. The score was 14-10. It was 21-13, an eight-point game at halftime. Horton got just 3 points in that second quarter, and unfortunately then outscored 14-4 in the third quarter. Again, made only one field goal in each of the two middle stanzas here tonight as TMP ballooned the lead up to as many as 28, and they win here in this game by 25 points tonight. TMP now 23-2. Horton ends their season at 15 wins and 9 losses. Certainly a season to be proud of, a lot accomplished in what may be looked back as kind of a breakthrough year, because as we've talked, there's three seniors, a lot of youth, and this Charger team will continue to be a up-and-coming squad to watch. I think the next couple of years, just kind of a tough shooting night. Just no other way to put it. Just offensively, too many struggles for the Chargers to compete with one of the top 2A teams in the state here tonight.
Well, when you have the shooting percentage they did, it's an uphill battle. But you know, one of the things that I really liked tonight about what Horton did defensively, they were solid. I mean, they just did some great things. You know, they had the big one. You know, when Worth stepped back on the floor, obviously when they have 14 points, I think I saw this a little bit ago, and I think all those were the second half. And he was alone, but Horton did some great things offensively. The ball moved, didn't stick, got the ball in some shooters' hands, or hopefully potential shooters' hands. Had some great look, but boy, as we talked throughout the broadcast, a lot of in and out shots that when that ball's not going your way, when it's not bouncing your way, this game's tough enough, and like I said, it's a game of inches, and an inch here and an inch there, and they're going to score a lot more points.
Give me the final statistics. They're brought to you by NEK Tax Services and Holton Tax Services. Checking the final stats here this evening. The Optimized Tax Management Group provides the help you need when you need it. You can visit Holton Tax Service in Holton with Mike Tanking, Kate Onler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff. Final stats for Hayes TMP. They ended up with 8 players scoring. Dylan Worth did get, as Coach mentioned, all 14 of his points in the second half. Kate Harris had a good game. He scored 10. Joey Mindrup had 8 off the bench. Luke Rome with 6 points. Landon Rosine with 6 points. Harrison Lowe had 4. Griffin Shoemaker had 3. Devin Balthazar had 1. Neither team, actually one 3-pointer made in the second half by Griffin Shoemaker of Hayes, so TNP ended up with 5 3-point baskets here tonight. Horton made one there late by Gannon Becker in the first half, but none in the whole second half. So no 3-pointers for Horton in the second half, just 2 total for the game for the Chargers. Horton was 9 of 17 from the free throw line. For 9 of 13 for the line for the Monarchs, 9 of 17 for the Chargers. Here's the final Horton scoring numbers tonight, and you know it's a tough scoring night for your team when your top scorer has just 6 points. So everybody struggled. It wasn't just a couple of guys.
Yeah, nobody had any touch tonight. It was just, like I said, tough shooting night. And as you go through this, and that's the thing that I was kind of impressed with, looking at the stats, is so many kids had the ability to score. And Horton just didn't get that tonight. They had a lot of kids score, just not very many points for anybody.
Cooper Wisher led the way. He had 6. Luke McAfee had 5. Dante Masqua had 5. Gannon Becker and Caden Smith both scored 4 points today. Jackson Moman had 2, and Trent Lockwood got a late free throw to round out the Charger offense. And turnovers were a problem, 17 total in the game for Horton here in the loss. Again, the final score, 52-27, and Horton ends their season at 15-9. If you need to pick a player to bank on, it's brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha. No branches, just roots. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company. Of course, we are going for the opposing team. You could probably look at Dylan Wirth second half, and Cade Harris pretty consistent, had a good game as well with 10, but we could be homers a bit as Hayes had their own broadcast. So for Horton coach, was there anybody particular? I mean, they all kind of had their struggles today, but anybody that you thought or stood out in different ways besides maybe just scoring here in this game today?
Well, I like the energy that Gannon Becker brought to the floor. You know, he only had the 4 points, but he seemed to be a kid that scrapped defensively, got a couple three steals, a couple deflections. Cooper Wishrop was another kid that, you know, probably stood out, had an opportunity to score some points, had a lot of ins and outs. And so I guess for me, it probably needs to be Luke McAfee, who's another kid as I did a lot of good things well. So I think it probably needs to go for one of those three kids. I thought the big kid, Moskow, did a good job inside, especially against Becker early. Or not Becker, but Worth early. So this might be a challenge here.
Well, it certainly is. And, you know, he certainly won a bid farewell to the three Horton seniors as well. And, you know, maybe not starters, but they were all guys that contribute. They were all guys that played in every game, and they were guys that helped kind of get this program back on the right track and a winning season, kind of a breakthrough year. And if you're going to do something like that with a bunch of young kids, you're going to have some leadership. And certainly those three seniors, Trent Ottman, Jack Allen, and Darius LaCroix, should be credited for what they've meant to this team here throughout this season. But I'm going to go with Gannon Becker. He's kind of the leader for Horton all season. He's a junior. And like everybody, he struggled to score today, but I like when you talk about his hustle, his intensity, and just some of the little things that he did on this court today. So we'll make Gannon Becker our Citizen State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha player to bank on. Final score is TMP 52, Horton Chargers 27. Thanks to the Horton sponsors for helping make the live broadcast possible here today. Bill Stevenson at American Family Insurance, thanks to Constance Hardware, Brown Atchison REC, also Central Auto Parts, Sweet Pro Feeds, and Horton Thriftway, proud to sponsor the Chargers, as well as BJ Spear with Champ Insurance. Thanks to Sturton Trucking of Horton, also Dr. Ashley at Kidwell Chiropractic, Funk Seed Farms of Everest, Wasser Plumbing and HVAC. Also thanks to Autos for You in Horton, Jade Millwright, Brian Rocky at Farm Bureau Financial Services, and the Deshaun Maple Cheney Mortuary, all proud sponsors of Horton State Basketball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Again, D-West won earlier today. Most would consider it probably an upset. Heard Coach Perry Smith say during his pregame interview, or I did anyway, that he thought it was a 50-50 game. History belongs to Central Plains. 8 consecutive state titles won for their girls' team, but Perry Smith says when teams see a TVL opponent at stake in any sport, they kind of win. It's usually not a good sign for opponents. TVL, D-West won by 20 over Central Plains earlier in Dodge City. Frankfort girls coming up at 8 o'clock at Dodge City on 92.1. Atchison boys against Miege in Salina. That's over on 93.7. And here on 103.9, the Silver Lake girls, Kyle Porter's company at stake for the third straight year, trying to make a run. It'll start against Santa Fe Trail. That game is coming up next. Full slate of first-round games tomorrow as well. Of course, you can follow along with all of it on our sports website at mscsports.net. Coach, you and I tomorrow will have the Riverside girls against Wichita Independent. So we're back here in Manhattan courtside. We'll see if the Riverside girls, who would have thunk the Big 7 gets just one girls team and one boys team to state. Perry LeCompton boys and Riverside girls for the first time in school history. So that's what's on deck for us next tomorrow at 4 o'clock here in Manhattan.
Well, we talked about that this morning. Who'd have thought on the girls' side that Riverside would be the Big 7 representative in any state tournament? But a lot like Horton from the standpoint they've just grown up. I mean, they just turned the corner and made some great progress. We're going to be treated a couple of really – they have two really high-level girls' basketball players, but they're going to run into a nice basketball team as well tomorrow. And so, but it's state tournament. You know, it's just fun. The atmosphere is fantastic. Credit to Coach Losey and the boys from here at Horton. with how they've represented the Northeast Kansas and their community of Horton here in Brownlee Coliseum.
No doubt. Again, our final today is TMP 52, Horton Chargers 27, as their season comes to a close. For Seth and Kurt back at the studios, and for John Holliday, this has been Justin Fluke. Thanks so much for listening. We'll get you to Hutchinson here in a few minutes on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This has been high school basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.